From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Palm Beach County lawmakers say tightening regulations on so-called sober homes will be one of their top priorities during this year's legislative session. WLRN's Christine DiMatteo was at a gathering of business leaders on Monday where the issue was part of a panel discussion.
Sober houses are group homes for people recovering from drug or alcohol dependencies. In recent years, the facilities have become a booming business in parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties. But critics complain many of the facilities are bringing noise, traffic, and even drug dealing to their single-family neighborhoods. State Representative Pat Rooney of Palm Beach Gardens says getting some sort of sober home regulation on the books has bipartisan support.
We want to try to help our cities be able to figure out ways so that these sober homes are not coming in and destroying property values. It's the top priority of a lot of our cities.
Regulating the sober houses is difficult because in most cases, they're protected under federal law. This year, a Boca Raton state representative filed a bill that would create a volunteer registry for sober homes. The bill would also require background checks for sober home operators. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.
Key West literary community was already gathered over the weekend for the annual literary seminar when they learned that they had lost one of their own. Nancy Klinginer brings us this remembrance of Robert Stone, who died Saturday at the age of 77.
Key West was an appropriate home for Robert Stone. As a writer, he was interested in life on the edge. In 1975, he won the National Book Award for Dog Soldiers, his novel about heroin smuggling set in California and Vietnam. Other books examined lives at risk in Latin America and the Middle East, in the movie business, and in long-distance sailing. His last novel, Death of the Black-Haired Girl, was published in 2013. In all, he wrote 8 novels, 2 collections of short stories, and a memoir called Prime Green, Remembering the 60s. Stone and his wife Janice spent winters in Key West for more than 20 years. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.